I invite you to sit quietly in a place you will not be disturbed. Sit in a way that you are well supported by a chair or the ground or the floor. Sit quietly, breathe deeply, and now close your eyes. Come with me on this journey. Imagine you are on a boat adrift at sea. Though you cannot see the land, you do not feel anxious. The sea is gentle, the sun is shining, and you feel relaxed and calm, trusting the boat to take you where you need to go. Slowly, on the horizon, land begins to appear. As you draw closer, you can see that it is a lush and beautiful island. Your boat drifts up onto the sandy beach, and you step onto the land. There is nothing fearful about this island, at least not yet. You're curious, and once again, you trust that you have been brought to the place where you are meant to be. You begin to explore the island. You leave the beach and walk down a trail in the jungle. The greenery starts to close in on you, and the trees begin to block out the sun. For the first time on this journey, you become fearful. You wonder if you've made a mistake coming here. You let the shadows play tricks with your mind. You're not sure you can trust yourself to find the right path. But you continue on. You know that this is what you're called to do, and you keep walking. And soon the light begins to appear again, and you realize that you have survived the worst of the journey and have arrived at the place you're meant to be. As you step into a clearing in the jungle, you see a beautiful, peaceful retreat space laid out in front of you. Everything you see delights you. As you explore, you realize that everything you need for a full and happy life are on the island. Plenty of food, water, healing plants, places to rest and rejuvenate, places to engage in the things you enjoy, things that support your spiritual practices, learning spaces, reading spaces, etc. It also has space for you to do the work that you love. Clearly, it was designed with your own unique wild heart in mind. Look around you. What do you see? What have you been longing for that is here in this imaginary place? What makes it unique to your own personal longings? Pause for a while and just imagine this island. Imagine yourself being there. Let yourself be supported by this island and all the things that sustain you. Imagine it. Use your senses to imagine the taste of the beautiful fruit you pluck from the trees, the sound of birds, the feel of the breeze on your cheek. All of your senses are engaged here. On this island is your teacher, someone who is wise and compassionate and who guides you on the paths that you need to take in your spiritual journey. You spend time with your teacher daily, and you know that you are growing and learning. You are very happy on this island. One day, though, you begin to feel a restlessness for something more. This surprises you at first because you believe that you have everything you need on this island. You ask your teacher about what that means, and your teacher says, "This longing is pointing you to the next step in your journey. You are now being asked to share what you have been given here. It's time to host other people on your island. This gift is not for you alone." "Now go," the teacher says. "There are people who need this island. Issue the invitation and wait for them to come. You are their leader, their host." You go back to your resting place and you sit with what your teacher tells you. Some fear shows up because you're not sure that what you have to offer is good. You think that people may reject the invitation, and you don't want to feel or fail or make a fool of yourself. But because you trust your teacher, and you know that the restlessness is trying to teach you something, you begin to work on your invitation. You give great thought to what you are inviting people to. You craft the invitations carefully, sharing the stories of what people can expect to receive on your island, and what you will teach them when they arrive. Finally, you send out the invitations. Some people ignore the invitation and you never hear from them again. Some people laugh at what you sent because they don't understand it. Some people look with longing at the invitation, but say that the timing just isn't right for them or they have too much fear to leave what they currently know. A few people, just the right people respond to your invitation. They know that this is right for them, and they know that you are the host they need. They pack their bags with great anticipation, and they set sail for your island. You receive them with much gratitude. You host a feast and invite them to sit in circle and share their stories, their courage, and their longing. You know that you have found the right place to be, at least for now. The longing will show up again when you're ready for the next island, but for now, this is the place you're meant to be. Now let's come back to the present and witness the journey you've just been on. What things were on that island that helped sustain you and heal you? What makes you feel whole and rested? What do you need to support your spiritual practice? What support do you need from a teacher? And who is your teacher in real life? Someone who will nurture you and nudge you into the direction of your calling? Now let's consider your invitation. What restlessness is letting you know that it's time to step into the role of host and leader? What are you inviting people to? What should you say on the invitation to let people know what gifts you will receive? How do you feel when people reject the invitation? How do you feel when they respond and begin to show up? Use this visualization as a grounding place for you as you move more fully into your role as leader and host. Come back to it whenever you need to consider or reconsider your calling. You have an island, and you are called to share it.